are breaking. Yokes are being destroyed. Burdens are being removed by the authority and the power of the Word of God. Hello, I'm Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I'd like to invite you to our annual Word Explosion
beginning September 5th through the 8th.
This conference is designed to strengthen you, empower you, equip you, and bless you by focusing on the life-changing power of the Word of God. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. We're going to saturate ourselves for 4 days and nights in the Word of God and see God perform His Word with signs, wonders, miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost. This will be 4 days of power, 4 days of revelation, 4 days of healing, 4 days of building our faith in the Word of God. Our special guest ministers are Reverend Greg Green from Baton Rouge, Reverend Larry Brown from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, and Pastor Robert Little from New Orleans. These ministers will bring a fresh revelation of God's Word with power and demonstration. You don't want to miss these life-changing meetings as we allow God to speak to us from His Word. Service times are Thursday through Saturday at 9:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. nightly, and on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Everyone is invited. You don't want to miss this explosion of blessings. Plan now to attend the Word Explosion
beginning September 5th through the 8th
at the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. The Word Christian Center is located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. For more information, call 318-442-8100 or visit our website at thewordcc.com. Get ready for an explosion of the Word of God. I look forward to seeing you there, and may God richly bless you. The Word Christian Center is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT 88.1. The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Praise silenced the devil, makes him shut up. How would you like to shut the devil up? Well, one way you can do that is by praising God. Psalms 8, 1 and 2 says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. Praise steals the enemy, the adversary, the devil. I mean, it stops him in his tracks. You want to stop the devil from messing with you? Start praising God. Get your eyes on God and begin to go into praise and just start praising God and praise God and praise God and until that glory set down on you, until you start laughing and rejoicing, until you got joy back in your spirit, till peace come back in you. I'm going to tell you, it'll stop him. It'll steal him. Hallelujah. Boy, I thank God for it. Amen. All right. Praise is a garment of the Spirit. Psalm 61:3. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. So you can wear praise like a garment. In other words, when depression starts coming on you, or you find yourself you done got depressed, and fear has come in, or you got anxiety, what do you do in a time like that? One thing you can do is just set yourself to start praising God. I was sitting in a church service long time ago, and there was such a spirit of heaviness in the service. And I felt that heaviness. There was a spirit of heaviness there. I mean, everything just seemed like everything was depressed. And praise would seem like like a top had been put on the praise. And the atmosphere was grungy, heavy, almost like you want to cry or grieve, depressed. And then I remember that the minister, the pastor of that church, got up and he got ready to preach and he said, "Ooh, it's heavy in here." He said, "Ooh, it's heavy in here." Well, the Lord had already shown me that there was a heavy spirit there in the service that had come to hinder the Spirit of God from moving. All right? And the Lord had already spoke to me the solution. He says, "I'll give you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness." And I say, what the pastor needs to do, he just needs to have all of us right now start praising God, and we'll drive that heavy spirit away. But he didn't know what to do about it. So he tried to preach through it. And if you're going to preach through the heaviness, you better have some anointing on you. And strong. You can preach through it. You can destroy it. The word will destroy the yoke. The anointing will break the yoke. But I'm going to tell you one way you can deal with that. If you find yourself getting depressed, you need to pull out some praise tapes, and you need to start praising God. You need to start writing down all the things you're thankful for. And the devil will tell you, you ain't got nothing to be thankful for. God ain't did nothing for you. You ain't got nothing to be thankful for. You ain't got but two or three things to thank God. You start writing them down, and the Holy Ghost will get involved, and before you know it, you'll be writing so much that you'll get tired of writing down all the blessings, that he'll start reminding you of all the things he's done for you. So you put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. There's a spirit of heaviness that will try to come on you, that will try to cause you to be under grief and depression and to be heavy, the way you just don't even want to do anything. When that heavy spirit come on you, it demotivates you. You lose your motivation for doing stuff you know you got to do. For when that heavy spirit on you, you don't want to get up out of bed. You don't want to go to work. You don't want to do whatever you got to do that day. You don't want to do it. You just say, forget all of that mess. So what do? Get up praising God. I'll tell you a good thing you can do. Go to bed listening to praise music. Put you a cassette tape. Well, we got CDs now. Put you a CD on and put the music on and just let it play. And the first thing when you get up in the morning, turn it back on again so you get up to praise. I'm going to tell you, it will change the atmosphere in your home. And it will change your outlook if you get up praising God every morning. If you let that be the first thing you do, I'm going to get up and give thanks to God. I'm going to praise God. It will change how you see everything. And then the Holy Spirit will start ministering to you because you're putting on that garment of praise. Really, the first thing you ought to put on in the morning is not your clothes for work. It ought to be the garment of praise. Just get up and clothe yourself in praise. And don't ever take it off. And then all these other things will start happening. You'll have oil, the oil of joy for mourning, beauty for ashes. Amen. And the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So how do you deal with depression? You start praising God. And you know when that spirit is upon people, sometimes it's the hardest thing to get that person to start praising God. When that spirit of heaviness is on them and holding them down, you say, come on, let's praise the Lord. It's like, I ain't got nothing to praise God about. I just can't praise him right now. Well, that's when you need to make it a sacrifice. All right, I'm going to do it even though I don't feel like it. I'm going to praise God right now. When is a good time to praise God? All time. Anytime. Amen. You can praise God in the supermarket. Amen. You can praise God on your job. Praise the Lord. His mercy endures forever. Just say it. Praise him. Manifest the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Go to the bathroom and get your praise on if you can't do it in public. Somebody messing with you at work, say, hold on a minute, hold on. I'll be right back. I got to go to the restroom for a minute. And get in there and just have you a Holy Ghost. Just get in there and say, come on, Jesus. I'm fighting this devil out here, Lord. Give me something, some wisdom. I would come to get the wisdom to deal with this demon out here I'm dealing with. You come out there and say, praise the Lord. They'll say, see, you steal the devil. You steal him. You know how if somebody got it going their way and you interject Jesus, they're like, don't be bringing him into this. They don't want you to bring Jesus into it. Look, leave him out of this. Look, don't be quoting no Bible scriptures at me. Look, we ain't going there with this religion stuff. They don't want to go there because the devil know he can't win there. So he want to keep you in his arena. Say, no, wait a minute, I'm fixing to pray. Satan, I bind you. Oh, you're talking about me now. Is your name Satan? I said, Satan, I bind you. Did I call your name? But see, that spirit on them. Oh, they talking about me now. No, I'm not binding you. I'm binding the devil. Now, if you bound by the devil, then I'm affecting you. You had to learn how to win. Don't play by the devil's rules. You're in the kingdom of God. You play by heaven's rules. You keep everything under heaven's authority. You play by heaven's rules. Amen. You implement heaven's principles. You don't go down. You don't go get on their level. Oh, you're going to cuss me? Well, hold on. Let me take off my Christianity. Hold on. Wait a minute. Child, let me tell you one thing. If this had been 5 years ago, you'd have been on the floor by now. You better thank God I'm saved. Well, you about to lose your salvation right now because you done went back 5 years. No, don't go down to that level. Don't go down to the flesh. If somebody in the flesh, you recognize in the flesh, don't respond to flesh. Jesus never responded to flesh. You just had to look at them and say, boy, they're in the flesh. Look at that flesh kicking up. Look at that flesh. Just tan them up right now and have mercy on them. So now, if they knew the God, I knew they wouldn't be acting like that. If they had peace like me, they wouldn't be doing that. I'm not going to respond to your flesh. Y'all remember that time that lady put me out the office? Gabe was there. He was an eyewitness. We went by there. We was minding our own business. I'm talking to a lady who was our friend, who knew us, was going to help us. I just asked for a printout. Lady in another office. I can't even see her.
We don't have time. We ain't got time for that. We don't have time.
I say, I'm talking to you. Who is this over here? I'm wondering if this somebody throwing their voice. A ventriloquist or something.
We ain't got time.
I say, what? Who's she talking to me? Then she come out at, we ain't got time for that. We got registered. School start on Monday. We ain't got time. I said, hold on, wait a minute, ma'am. Hold on a minute. So this is the reason why I'm here. She ain't listening. She started pushing me toward the door. And I got outside the door, wanted to put my foot in the door.